listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. I want you to think for a minute about where you live. What do you like about it? Maybe it's the neighbors or the schools. Maybe a favorite restaurant or a shop. Maybe it's that you don't have to drive too far to get to work, or that you've got enough room that you can stretch out, grow a garden, enjoy nature. There are lots of intangibles that factor into why we choose to live where we do. But Birmingham News columnist John Archibald has been crunching the tangibles, the numbers, lately to come up with a list of the top 10 places to live in Alabama. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So you're going to unveil your list. You unveiled it yesterday. Before we get to naming names, talk a little bit about your methodology. What were you looking at?
Well, we took, like you say, all those tangibles, looked at 22 categories of crime, health outcomes, pollution, education, number of artists, designers, access to museums, art, various categories that we're able and basically just assign values to those to look at those that tangibly anyway measure up to be the best and the worst to come. So
you must have been diving deep into a whole bunch of databases to get that stuff.
Yeah, just like old times. It's a little bit of heavy lifting by today's standards, but it's fun.
Okay, so let's get to the list, and we're going to start with number 10 and then count our way back. Number 10, you're laughing because it's Auburn, and we just have to say from the get-go, Tuscaloosa does not appear on this list, and that's kind of fighting words for some folks. Why Auburn and no T-Town?
Well, primarily for Auburn, it's because of their education system, and frankly, because you know, they scored very well on travel time to work, which is oddly in this whole affair one of the more significant differences between some of these cities. And you know, it doesn't take long to commute to work at Auburn, which is a big factor, and some of these, particularly the suburban cities, where that score well in a lot of other things, that was a deciding point.
Why no Tuscaloosa in the top 10 list?
Well, public schools are a big issue in Tuscaloosa. Crime was a bigger issue in Tuscaloosa as well, various aspects of it, and it just didn't make a cut.
Okay, so the number 9 place to live in Alabama is Athens, and I'm sure there are lots of folks going, Athens, Georgia, right? Cool place to live. Athens, Alabama, what?
Well, it's you know, it was the biggest surprise to me on the list. I mean, if it weren't for that whole travel time to work issue, it might have edged out Homewood, frankly. You know, the economy's doing fairly well up there. It's kind of a suburb to both, a commuting suburb to both Huntsville and Decatur. So it's actually really on a pretty steady economic keel.
And you say Athens, if it didn't take so long to get to work in either Decatur or Huntsville, might have edged out number 8 on the list, Homewood.
Which, you know, I don't think there's any city on this whole list. It's just kind of steady, but not at the top of any of the real lists. I mean, close to the top, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and an awful lot of categories, but just steady all the way, and that's Homewood.
Okay, number 7 on the list, Daphne.
Daphne.
What's it got going for it?
Daphne is, you know, what, suburb of Mobile, of course, and really sort of the same sort of situation as your Vestavias and Homewoods and Hoovers and Birmingham. I mean, a suburb to the big city down there, and they've come on strong.
So number 6 and number 5, I guess, could be like suburbs to the suburbs of the big city. You've got Pelham at 6 and Alabaster at 5.
Right.
Those are areas that are really growing in the metro area.
Right,
here,
with very similar numbers and strong economies. Again, that whole travel time thing really kills them. But, you know, parks developing, recreation, of course, Oak Mountains and Pelham. And I even looked at the number of dog parks accessible to people because that's important to me. But and Alabaster, of course, does well with that.
Okay, number 4 is Hoover, and I kind of had to laugh when I saw, you know, there's a photo on AL.com with each community, and Hoover's is, I think, the inside of the Galleria, right?
Right.
And within the last week, I've had 2 conversations with people who said I never go to the Galleria anymore, and you can walk into the Galleria. And it's kind of quiet.
Well, you know, you raise a good point. I haven't been to the Galleria in a long time. So,
yeah.
You know, Hoover started as the Galleria, basically. It didn't start that way, but rose to prominence with the Galleria. And it is kind of interesting that maybe the Galleria does not represent Hoover as well as it used to.
But Hoover represents at number 4. How does it get that spot?
Well, strong across the board, fairly low crime for its size, Education is good. The income is strong. Unemployment is good.
Okay, number three on the list, Vestavia Hills.
Right. It's right there pushing with Madison to be that number two spot, and just fell a little bit short. It really did struggle from its. I did penalize cities for lack of diversity both ways.
Vestavia is about 90% white.
More than 9 out of every 10 people are white. And so
okay.
That hurt them.
So Madison's number two. And then at number one, the city everybody loves to hate.
Mountain Brook. Comes off a little predictable. But the fact of the matter is, I guess money does buy a lot of those tangible things. The education system is unparalleled and it's a walkable community with sidewalks and all those things. And it just the numbers make it the winner.
Okay. Thanks, John. Should note that Mountain Brook's median income is nearly $131,000. That's $37,000 higher than the next richest city. Might have something to do with that.
All right. Hard to compete with it.
Okay. John Archbold, columnist with the Birmingham News. You can read his columns at AL.com and in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And you can catch him here each Thursday on WBHM's Morning Edition.